Hello and welcome to the first Outside the Box podcast. This week we are looking at the Monaco Grand Prix, football highlights and the first round of NBA playoffs. Our hosts today are me, Charlie, Joe, Oscar, Leo and Balthazar.
So guys, should we start off by looking at the Grand Prix? Not that I'm much of an expert, but I know it's in Monaco. Charlie, do you want to...
Yeah, so first Monaco Grand Prix win for Verstappen. I mean, that's very impressive for him. He's had a good season so far and I hope he keeps up. Is he like 4 points ahead of
Yeah, I think Hamilton. He's a few points ahead of Hamilton now. And Red Bull 1 point ahead of Mercedes. So
Hamilton had a nightmare though, didn't he?
He had a shocker. I think that's going to be a weekend for him to forget. You know, he seventh, he wasn't that strong in practice or qualifying.
Yeah, it's also quite an impressive performance from Sebastian Vettel on the weekend. Managed to get fifth place for the Aston Martin racing team.
Yeah,
it's good to see that. Like, he's finally starting to get to grips with that car. And he's putting in some good results.
Lando as well. Good performance.
Podium,
third,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, great race from him. Just defended at the end really well. And then Ricciardo, though, I feel bad for him because he's just not agreeing with this McLaren car. And
struggling to find form, I think.
Yeah. Hopefully, like, the next few races turn around from him. Because I know Baku's next and he loves that track.
Yeah.
It's also a shame if the Ferrari car looks so fast on the course and Leclerc just didn't manage to get out there with the crash on Saturday.
Yeah, the practice two, the Ferrari was 1-2 and that was like, you know, almost foreshadowing the race result. Unfortunate for Leclerc because it's sad as that was a really good podium in his home race as well. But hopefully better next
time. Crash?
It was not great. Yeah, he clipped the side and then kind of went over the apex on the turn and then just crashed into the wall.
Yeah, it's so sad to see.
What happened to Bottas though?
Front left or front right? Front right nut got stuck and it's just unlucky. Like, there's nothing they could have done there differently.
Yeah, didn't the gun get jammed or something?
The nut just got cross-threaded and so even if they got a hammer and tried to smash it off, there was nothing they could have done.
Yeah, it's just a shame because he did so well throughout all the qualifying and managed to get such a good place and then suddenly having to be taken out because of the right nut.
Yeah, he was holding his position quite well. Yeah. But it's unfortunate for Mercedes. That's probably a weekend for them to forget.
You got to love the atmosphere, though.
Yeah.
All the people on the yachts and everything.
It's a great, great race weekend.
Monaco is probably most famous with the courses. It's one of the best, I think.
But Williams, they had good pit stops, but it wasn't anything too special. Russell was kind of stuck in the Ricciardo train pretty much all race, and Monaco's not very wide for overtaking, so there's not many opportunities.
One of the problems with Monaco, I think, the lack of like excitement. As soon as you get ahead of someone, that's your place.
It's less about overtaking and more about strategy. But Alpine have just not been good recently, and Alonso... probably questioning whether it was the right choice to come back into F1.
Is anyone coming close to Mercedes this season?
Red Bull's beating them at the minute.
Really?
So I think this could be Verstappen's year.
Yeah, it's the first time this year that Red Bull have led Mercedes.
First time for a long time as well, because they've locked it out in the recent years. But
when I used to watch, it was Mercedes, Ferrari. They were two of the big ones. Vettel, Leclerc, Hamilton, Bottas as well.
You said Hamilton didn't do so well this weekend. What happened there?
I don't really know, because usually he's quite strong at Monaco. We've seen in previous years he's held off really well. But
wasn't his race this time.
Yeah, just didn't have a good weekend. Maybe it's the car, but I mean Bottas was doing quite well until then.
I think he was quite angry after Leclerc crashed and the last qualifying session got ended quite a bit early.
Yeah, because he was on a flyer of a lap. Same with, who was it? I think Sainz as well.
Yeah, to be fair, Sainz probably isn't too angry because he's still got a good place.
Yeah, exactly.
Sainz had a good race.
Hamilton will be quite upset by that. It's unfortunate. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Alfa Romeo getting their first points of the season as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, Raikkonen did quite well. You know, defended Ricciardo really well in the late stages. And it was good to see Giovinazzi as well. He was it was an okay performance from him.
Maza spin finally did alright.
To be fair, I think he's finally had a good race, and maybe things are starting to get better for him. Yeah. I don't know, because he's had not too many good races recently.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of sad for Mick Schumacher when he had the accident in practice, and then he had a lot of understeer, which really brought him down quite a bit.
Yeah, there was something wrong with the inner workings of that car. Not much he could have done there. Yeah.
Especially with the Haas cars.
Yeah, no, their car is not very good this year. But, I mean, it's not really lack of trying. It's just they don't have the funding of other teams with Gene Haas, because he's also got his NASCAR team.
I think going back to Red Bull, though, Perez, 9th to 4th, that's quite a good showing as well.
That was
especially for Monaco. Good strategy from them and just good race result in general. Very strong, like lots of points came in that weekend for them.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good to see Lando Norris coming through on a session on super hard tyres.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it was also quite impressive as Lance Stroll. He did 50 odd laps without having to pit. That was very impressive.
Yeah, he had a good battle with Ocon, but I mean, I'm not seeing... Personally, I don't think he's a very good driver. Yeah. I don't really rate him that highly.
Yeah, same. I'm not a big fan of him and his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he probably hasn't earned it as much as other drivers like Hamilton or, you know, Lando Norris. But, yeah.
What's the next race? Where's that?
We've got 6th of June, Baku, Street Circuit.
Yeah.
Will that be good?
Yeah, it will be good. Ricardo loves that track, so maybe things are going to look better for him. But
yeah. And McLaren can finally, like, achieve something this season.
I mean, McLaren are doing really well this season. Yeah. They've got third place. Yeah. But Ricciardo needs to step it up a bit because he's being beaten consistently by someone who's a lot younger.
Yeah.
I hope to see Leclerc maybe race in the next track.
Yeah.
Especially on a street circuit.
Yeah, he'll be looking for revenge, I think.
I think Hamilton's going to go all out for Baku, especially after the disappointing weekend.
Yeah.
Because he's really going to want to say this is still... My thing, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I reckon that's time to move on now to football. We've got a football specialist here, Joe, who's very hot on the scores.
Yeah.
And so we're probably just going to discuss a few of the big games, talk about the Prem, top four, there's been a lot of movement recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Joe, what do you think?
Well... It's been a brilliant season. Obviously, City near the end just taking it away.
5-0, come on.
Yeah.
Didn't give up, completely relentless.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there are no Everton fans in the building.
Well, a Liverpool fan, though. What do you think of third place?
So, we obviously weren't going to get first in the Prem, but I mean, we've done so well to get third. Our aim was to get top four once we knew we can get first. And also, we got that, and we got top three. Looking forward to playing in the Champions League next season. Fairly disappointing Champions League this season, but I mean, going to earn it back next season, I guess.
A couple of big teams had a disappointing Champions League run.
Yeah.
It's going to be a brilliant final, though. City,
yeah,
Chelsea.
It is.
Brilliant.
And City are on form with a 5-0 against Everton.
Yeah. But I mean, Chelsea has beaten City 2 times this year. So
you can't go against Chelsea.
Third time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's...
We're not having a discussion about this, all right? City are winning.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting game. And at the same time, Chelsea lost against Aston Villa yesterday. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, at the end there it was getting quite tense. You know, we had to rely on Tottenham beating Leicester. And Tottenham beating anyone's a difficult process.
Oh,
so.
To all you Tottenham fans out there.
Yeah, but... Villa are a good team, you can't argue with that. They've been brilliant this season.
Yeah.
Especially this season.
Been.
Jack Grealish coming through.
Yeah.
You still can't compare them to the likes of Chelsea when they spend that much money on players like Hakim Ziyech, Timo Werner, and Kai Havertz.
Werner, though, underperformed in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
next
he's been a bit of a flop.
Bounce back, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's probably most promising for me as a Chelsea fan is we've got a lot of young players coming through.
Mm. Yeah.
Mason Mount,
amazing
Foden's
player.
Brilliant.
What?
Maybe that's a discussion for next podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I mean, there has been a lot of transfer news at the moment. So
Aguero to Barcelona.
That's a big one.
Barcelona have caught Sergio Aguero and also Gini Wijnaldum. That's a big loss for Liverpool. And
I don't think so.
I think so. That
is a good move from him.
I mean.
was
Liverpool.
Still.
He was an amazing player at Liverpool.
Would you say he's a legend at Liverpool?
Yeah, he's. He's literally got us into the Champions League final last season.
I think he's a class player, but he's it was time for him to move.
Yeah, I agree.
No, he could definitely stay at Liverpool for longer.
But he was brilliant for the price tag, only 25 million from Newcastle. Yeah, what a player.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a good midfielder in return. But, Joe, do you have anything or anyone else to say about Sergio Aguero moving to Barcelona as well?
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Definitely. Still doesn't compare to Henry, but he's a legend. And he's just a brilliant goal scorer. And it was nice seeing him score 2 yesterday.
His last game, yeah.
But we had a complete La Liga shock with Atletico, was it?
Yeah.
Catching up with Suarez. Well, the Suarez Barcelona reject, winning Atletico the league.
Real losing 2-1 to Villarreal, winning 2-1, sorry.
Yeah,
Didn't actually matter, but talking of that game,
they lost by two. Lost the league by 2 points.
They lost the league brilliantly, but I gave each of the other podcast members 6 games this weekend.
Predictions.
And those games were Man City Everton, which finished 5-0 City, Leicester Spurs 4-2 Spurs, Real Madrid Villarreal 2-1 Madrid, Dortmund Leverkusen, which was 3-1 Dortmund. Villa 2, Chelsea 1, and AC Milan beating Atalanta 2-0, which got Milan Champions League for the first time in 5 years.
Come on, Milan. Yeah.
So I think Leo really pulled it out of the bag this week, getting 6 points.
I think that was more luck than skill, though.
Yeah. You did. I think the big thing for you was how you predicted the 2-1 in the Real game. That got you 3 points, and you got the winners, City, and you backed your team Chelsea, which didn't go to plan. But
I feel like every time we play Aston Villa, it's always a 2-1 outcome to either team.
Yeah.
2-1's a very,
standard.
Yeah.
I feel 1-0 is maybe a little bit more basic. It's just, the one goal differences just make it such a basic game.
But I don't think anyone could have predicted how, the margin by City won against Everton.
Yeah.
They're still hungry when they've won the title long ago. They're still hungry for more.
I mean, looking at your predictions, you all thought it'd be a very close count encounter. 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-0s.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have thought they'd have played young people or academy people, they want to destroy the opposition.
Going back to the table, Balthazar and Charlie both got 4 points, respectively. Yeah. Balthazar ahead, though, due to alphabetical order.
Is that what we're going by now?
Yeah, B ahead of B.
B to C, wow.
And then OT, unfortunately, only gets 3 points.
Yeah, can't really do much,
That's poor form.
Did you do any predictions, Joe?
I did not. I did not think to do any. I should have done some. Anyway, I don't think I'm in. So next week, obviously, with the end conclusion of the Prem, not many big games, but we've got
Champions
League final to predict.
Yeah.
Europa League final Wednesday, so I'm going to need your predictions soon for that, lads.
Yeah.
Yes, and then you've got a couple playoff finals. Brentford-Swansea, the big one. Who's going to go up to the Prem there?
Mm.
Brentford, I think, will. Ivan Toney scoring 40 goals this season has been incredible.
Yeah, they built a whole new stadium on forgot what road it is, but it was looking quite nice. Yeah.
Talking about Europa, we've got an Arsenal fan in the building. I know he won't like me bringing this up, but I think it's a topic to talk about, it's quite a big topic, and Arsenal obviously have sadly not made the Europa League.
Well, it's mixed feelings. Obviously I want to be in Europe, contending with some of the best teams, but then it could be a blessing in disguise, in a way. We could focus on the league, and then maybe even go for Champions League, which is very, very... I know that's quite a big statement, but...
Yeah.
Not being mean, but I don't think Arsenal are getting to the Champions League. In the few coming years.
I mean, there's a big window. It should be a big window coming up now. With the last window, you couldn't really invest because of the virus. And this window, you've got all the owners now who have pressure on them from the Super League debacle.
Yeah.
They have the pressure that they need to spend to get the fan support.
Obviously,
we have some young players.
Fans are back in the stadiums now.
Brilliant.
Watching the Liverpool game yesterday on the TV, it was really nice to see the fans back in the stadiums.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it still feels a bit empty though. Like when Bale scored his goal, there was no like audible.
I mean,
audible.
There
cheering.
Was no Spurs fans there, Leo.
Yeah,
it was only just
about Leo.
I think fans, they bring a whole new level to the game.
Yeah.
I think when you look at teams like Liverpool, Sheffield United, like Sheffield, you could argue that they were so good because of the team spirit last year. That's how they stayed up.
When you got a proper fan base, like in your club, it's really good to see.
And same with Liverpool. Like, after lockdown with no fans, you saw them maybe like go down a bit, like sledge down in standards.
Yeah,
they've raised it a bit now because fans are back, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean it does make a difference, but I mean I think Liverpool are still, even if they didn't have fans, I think their performances would still be high because they are a very good club.
You say that, except recently. I mean, they only just got up to top four. They've been
but it's been a working. It's been a work in progress. You know, like they haven't just like
with Van Dijk out for.
Yeah, Van Dijk and Gomez are two main centre backs.
They had
been
out
for the whole season.
Well, yeah, that should conclude our football conversations.
And on to Balthazar with the basketball.
So there has been the first round of the NBA playoffs this weekend, and there's been some slightly surprising outcomes, as you might may put it. As Memphis have managed to beat Jazz in a very good game. And an unlikely star in Dylan Brooks kind of turned up and got over 30 points.
30.
Yeah, that's an amazing game from someone who doesn't normally seen as like a star. Also, what's quite nice is the Hawks versus Atlanta Hawks versus New York Knicks. Amazing. Hawks won by 2 points. Absolute nail biter as Trae Young's sunk a floater in the last few seconds of the game. And sadly, Julius Randle had the fadeaway to tie the game and missed it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The playoffs are still in the Eastern and Western Conference, right? And then the winners of the two go to that. Okay.
Yeah, so you have like top eight from each side kind of like face off against each other. And then the winner of both conferences play in the final.
And if you had to call it, who would you say is the...
You're a Lakers fan, aren't you?
Yeah,
so...
I'm a Lakers fan. And I'm not too sure at the moment because we lost against Phoenix last night and I still think we're going to come back. But I think we're going to go straight against Phoenix. I think it's quite difficult to predict it because the playoffs, anything can really happen. But I think Dallas is going to surprise everyone by taking out the Clippers. I think Memphis will sweep Utah, even though Utah have had an amazing season in Donovan Mitchell. But I think Memphis is just, they're in it to win it. But they're going to get knocked out by Dallas in the next round.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly a big basketball fan, but the Bulls, they've had a massive downfall since the Jordan days, haven't they?
They sadly missed out on the playoffs this year. They've been doing quite well since the addition of Nikola Vucevic and... Zach LaVine's had an all-star season and he's honestly been amazing.
Would you call it lucky that the Bulls had Jordan and those players for that time? Or
I think it's not lucky, it's quite clever from the management, especially to kind of like manage the team around them.
I don't know, what about the Golden State Warriors? What do you feel about them?
Yeah, so I was very surprised when they got knocked out in the play-in tournament from Memphis. That was very surprising, even though Steph Curry put up, I think, 39 points or something.
I know, what a performance.
It's amazing for her.
Well, who's your MVP so far, would you say,
this
season?
I've got to give it to Steph Curry. He averaged, in like a week, he got like 45 points averaged. I think it's so amazing. He's
such
not
a class
young,
there.
Yeah.
So young.
He's relatively old and he's still performing as it was.
Yeah, I think his work ethic is also very good. Like, I've seen videos of him, like his training that he does, and it's just so intense, and you can just see in the games how that pays off.
Basketball players have trained very hard. I remember Kobe used to take like 1,000 shots.
Yeah, before practice. I mean, it's every day. Yeah, and especially with Steph. I mean, if you look at him like before a game, it's so amazing because Steph Curry alone in like a game is just magical to watch. But his warm ups for a game are just insane.
Yeah,
he does like shoots half courts of 1 foot, etc. If any other player were to do that, you'd think they're mad. And it's quite amazing.
Right.
Perfect. Now on to the good, the bad, and the downright ugly.
Mm. It's a segment where we discuss the good in sport, the bad in sport, and just the downright ugly. Mm. So we're starting with the good. OT, Liverpool finishing third in the Prem when they were eighth around mid-table all season.
Yeah, as, I mean, it's as yeah. I said earlier when we discussed football, it's amazing. Like, you've seen like how upset Klopp was. How bad the season was going after like winning the Champions League, winning the Prem, and just like, yeah, how amazing season it's been coming from like around eighth to third and getting Champions League position.
Yeah, and the amount of injuries you had as well.
Yeah.
Van Dijk, Gomez,
Henderson.
Yeah, you have to hand it to them. It's a good comeback.
Yeah, I agree.
Who would you say is the top player in Liverpool right now?
That's hard.
Has to be Salah, surely. He's proven.
Salah has. So obviously he was one off, I think, from the Golden Boot, trying to get it yesterday. I mean, there were a lot of opportunities he could have had to pass to Mane, but I mean, he tried to take himself, which I kind of get. But yeah, I think it would have to be Salah. Although obviously all the players have played really well together. I think Nat Phillips has put in a shift at the back. You should see his header stats, they're amazing. So I think we need to move on to the bad now. So Leo, as an F1 fan,
I mean, I wouldn't call it bad. I mean, there's been so many like photos, I don't know if you've seen them, of Leclerc going like millimeters away from the barrier, and I think he was just trying to push too hard. He's a very competitive person. I just think he had pole. I think he should have slowed down a bit, accepted what he had, and because it ended up ruining his waist and ruining getting any points at all. So you know,
would you say he does this out of inexperience, because he's quite a young driver, and especially after getting like the best lap in qualifying, he should like slow down and maybe even retire from qualifying to kind of like preserve the car?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's inexperience, I'd just say it's competitivity. You know, these people are at the top of their game and they want to keep pushing, you know, fight track records, that sort of thing. But yeah, I think it was just a misjudgment on his part. Ferrari team manager won't be too happy, obviously.
You've got a feel for him
there. Yeah.
He's in a top car, he just wants to do the best he can, show everyone.
Yeah, he wanted to kind of show his like home country in Monaco, like, guys, I'm home and it's look what I've done and I've achieved something I'm proud of.
Yeah, agreed.
And so, Joe and Charlie, would you like to discuss like the downright ugly?
Leicester bottling top four. Oh god. All
that
season.
Is a massive disappointment
to them.
Yeah.
A club like Leicester is one of the most lovable clubs in the world. The owner's brilliant. Unfortunate what happened to how he died in a helicopter. And when you saw them lifting the FA Cup, the owner coming on the pitch, it was so empowering.
Yeah. Because his sons are quite into polo. And they were all like, it was quite a sad time because I know them quite well. But I mean, I don't know if you saw Bale's last goal to make it 4-2.
Hit the post, bounced back.
It just seemed like the defenders stopped trying.
Yeah.
I just got that impression, they just gave up.
It felt like they just didn't really want it anymore, you know.
But it was good positioning from Kane to kind of draw them away to allow Bale to keep pushing forward.
I agree.
But you've got to have a look at the players Leicester have. Like, Madison, he might be in it for the Euro squad this year. Mm. Harvey Barnes was brilliant at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Jamie Vardy, of course, always delivers. Two goals yesterday, both penalties, but...
Such a striker. He's so good. Quite well now as well.
Do you think he's going to leave Leicester?
I think it's kind of his...
He's one of those players who just stay.
Club, yeah.
Mm. Still, he lives in that club.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like Michael Royce in Dortmund.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's like.
As well. Vardy's also the first player to participate in every round of the FA Cup, from the non league rounds to the top rounds.
Wow.
So, it's a brilliant story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. It's great to have you all here. See you next week.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
See ya.
And we're signing out.